You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. So, holy smokes, folks. I got to tell you, it's been pretty amazing this last day, 2 days actually, with a lot of this brain work that we've been doing, really leaning in on who we are and what we're trying to do. And it's pretty amazing to me that over the last couple days, we've gone through a cycle almost of emotions that people have had, of responses that people have had, all based on what you're going to do to put yourself in a better place, in a better position to be successful, and how you're going to treat yourself, how you're going to look at yourself, and how you're going to attack whatever comes your way down the road and in the future. And setting yourself up for success is all about positive thinking and where you're putting yourself. So 2 days ago on Coffee Talk podcast number 24, we talked about making sure that you are balancing out your positive or your negative words with positive words. So if you have a negative thought about yourself and you're looking in the mirror, you balance it out with a positive thought. Or if you have a negative, I don't know, just anything in general that comes up that you are thinking of yourself in a poor light, or thinking of yourself in a way that you don't need to be thinking of yourself, and you should be leaning in on the fact that you are good enough and you're smart enough and doggone it, people like you. So that was the first portion of it. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to balance that out. So you wanted to put little tick marks on there. You wanted to be able to say, this is how many positive things I said to myself, and this is how many negative things I said to myself. And balance that out, take a look at it, quantify it, see exactly what you're doing and how you're talking to yourself. And what's amazing is that I got a lot of great responses on that one. It was some really good dialogue around how more people think of themselves in so much more of a negative light, including myself. And they also reached out to me to say that they felt that they could relate to what I was talking about. And I was able to relate to them because that's my story. My story is I've always grown up being the big guy, the fat guy, the funny kid, all that good stuff. And I've never really thought of myself really highly. And what's great about this whole journey is it's really started to help me to find out who I really am and really dig into what my purpose in life could be, right? So it's really helpful. And I received a lot of great comments on the first one. So on podcast 25, and so it's just amazing the amount of responses that I got on yesterday's on very specifically reaching out and sharing the one thing that you are most proud of about yourself. And mixed emotions, emotional posts, some funny posts, and some people that said, I can't find anything. I don't know what I'm proud of myself on. And the feedback that I was given or that I gave to them was to keep leaning in. Figure out what it is that you're most proud of. And so one of the things on this podcast, which is episode 26, I wanted to go through and really kind of talk about, this is like a part three piece of it. But remember, we're building habits right now. So this isn't just a, let me listen to the podcast once and be able to move on, or read the blog and be able to move on and be able to do it. As a matter of fact, if you can create a habit of doing this over and over and over again every day, what better place would you be to be able to attack life in general? So if you are most proud of a certain thing, how much better is it if you're proud of more than just one thing? Or you can use whatever you are proud of to be able to attack other things in your life and excel at other things that you want to be able to achieve. So one of the things that I've always learned in leadership skills in my journey on my corporate side of at my work is that we lean in on the positives, right? So we talk about what do we do well in the situation? What is going on that is working, right? So that's really the purpose of what today was all about. What are you most proud of that you do really well? And so when you can think about that and you can quantify it and put it on paper and lay it up there, you can really lean in on that piece, whatever it is. Maybe it's you communicate well, or maybe it's you have patience, or maybe you have resilience and stability. And you can use those traits and those qualities for future things that you might want to be able to do. And it will also help build skill sets in other portions of your life. So we'll go over that in a second. But the first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to read through some of the comments and some of the shares that were on the No Finish Line Nation Facebook page that we have. And I'll tell you some extremely, extremely powerful things that we saw on there. So not only on the Facebook page, but also on the Connect platform that we have through our Weight Watchers platform. And if you're not on Weight Watchers, it's a social media site that people will go to be able to talk to each other and chat with each other. And then, of course, No Finish Line Nation is the webpage that we created to be able to bring people together to share videos, share stories, those kind of things. So I'm just going to read through a couple. I'm skimming through. I got my phone in hand, if you can see on the video. I'm just kind of skimming through. And here's the thing. So Deborah, she shared, "I accept this challenge. It's this great stuff. I'm most proud of two things. I'm a wonderful helper to my family and friends. And number two, I never give up. I still struggle with the food, but I feel intrinsically that this time is so different for me. Now I need to go and tackle yesterday's podcast and dig out that notebook and take some notes. Thank you, Shane. Have a fabulous first day back at work." So two things. A wonderful helper to her family and friends, so she means she serves others very well. And then she never gives up. She still might struggle with the food, but she feels that this time is so different for her. Right? Never give up. This is one thing that I heard in almost all of the comments, or I read in all the comments, was I don't give up. I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm going to continue to lean in and do the things that are necessary for me to do. Pretty amazing stuff, if you ask me. Let's see here. Another one I have here. It says, from Lisa Allison, "I love this, Shane. What I'm most proud of is the fact that I've made great comebacks after hardships and never given up." Ding, ding. Another one. Never given up. "Both on the program, weight loss journey, and just in life. I haven't let the hurts of life steal my joy." Amazing stuff. Think about that. All of us have an amount of joy that we could get stolen very quickly if we go down the road of living in negativity, or go down the road of living in a space where it's just not a very welcoming environment, or it feels dark and it feels painful and feels like a place that you don't really want to go to. So of course your light doesn't shine all that bright. And if anybody knows Lisa Allison on Connect or on No Finish Line Nation, her light shines extremely bright, and she's been through a lot. She shared it on the Facebook Live, and I'm so glad that she shared it here, because again, keyword, never given up. I think that's a pretty great thing. How about Chris that shared, "I'm proud that I'm a strong, independent woman who can survive anything, and I usually have a positive attitude about it. I'm also proud that I give back to my community by mentoring high-risk students. Thank you for the challenge, Shane." So think about that. She not only is investing in herself, she has a positive attitude about it for the most part, it sounds like. And she's also proud that she gives back to her community by mentoring high-risk students. How many times have you guys heard me say, food for the soul? If you can go out and volunteer, you can go work a soup kitchen, you can go volunteer at a school, teach some kids, build for the future, and do the things that are necessary for you to do will help you to be successful with moving forward with your journey. Invest in yourself so that way you can invest in others also. And investing in others can also invest in yourself. So it's a cyclical thing, and it can go round and round, but it's so helpful. I know for me, I volunteer at least once a month, sometimes twice, through a local organization that I'm a part of. And we go out and whether we're cleaning up trails or whether we're giving back to the elderly community or whatever we're doing, it feels so good at the end of the day when we are completely engulfed in this, and it feeds my soul and it helps me to be successful moving forward. So that's a really, really big deal. And I love that share, Chris. Great, great share you had there. I'll read a couple more here. Let's see. I've got Mary. A bunch of people had shared how they're very proud of the parents that they are. So when I shared for you to be able to put down what you're most proud of, it didn't have to be just health related or any of those types of things. It could be anything. It could be any small item. So anybody that had a really hard time finding out what that was, dig in deeper, lean in on it, think about it some more, continue to work on that. How about this? Go ask your friends. Go ask your family, what is it that I do that you're proud of me? Or what is it that I do that you're impressed with? Or those kind of things. Spark that dialogue. You need to find out where your spark is coming from. Find out where your fire is coming from. Because if you can find the fire, you can lean in on that fire for you to be able to move forward. And for you to be successful with everything that you want to be able to do. Because now you know where your fire is, and now you can help it to elevate in some of the other areas of your life, okay? So let's see here. I've got a couple more here that I want to read through. Let's see. VT Blade says, I'm proud that at 21 years old, I was a fat, quiet girl that was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma. Wow, big challenges was faced. I took that challenge and became a strong, outspoken woman. At 50 years old, I have a great family, friends, and great tribe. Now I'm kicking the fat to the curb and getting ready to be the best that I can be so I can retire healthy someday. So suffered Hodgkin lymphoma at 21 years old, and now at 50 has a healthy family and a wonderful tribe around her and continues to be able to fight through it. I think I responded with, you are a true warrior. Think about that. So no matter what you're faced with, there's another one of those moments of, I did not give up. I kept fighting. I kept pushing forward. Resilience, persistence, fighting. These are common words that I heard throughout the whole entire time, or I read throughout the whole entire, all the responses and all of the different people that had responded that was there. Darlene shared, she's most proud of herself for her patience. I have and am going through some things that I know eventually will all work out. I have lots of patience towards people, and it takes a lot to get me upset. I have a saying that I printed out that I have pinned up above my work computer. Everything you will need will come to you at the perfect time. Be patient and have faith. So patience, there's another one. How many people are on this journey in general that literally have zero patience, that just want to go from A to Z, fast, furious, get it done, get moving, bam, you're in, and don't really have the patience to be able to sit it out or be able to wait it out or work the plan, whatever plan that you're on. Or if you're in a weight regimen, you want big muscles or you want to be defined, you want to be ripped quickly. But it takes work, desire, dedication. So patience is a very key quality. And the reason I'm sharing some of these with you is because if you read the post, if you read the No Finish Line Nation responses that are on there, or you read on Connect some of the responses there, think about the things that you struggle with. And maybe there's somebody out there that is really good at the area that you struggle in the most. And what a great way for you to connect with others, to be able to reach out and say, you know what? I struggle with patience. I don't have patience. You know, what do you do in a situation when this happens? Or what do you do in a situation when that happens? What a great resource that we have at our disposal with people that are right around to be able to help out with that and be able to take care of it. I think that that's a pretty powerful thing. Let's see. Heather shared with us, what am I most proud of? I would have to say it's my attitude towards this journey. I've done Weight Watchers before, and I've never been successful. Sure, I've lost, but I've also given up, given in, and eventually fell off and burned the wagon to the ground. This time, I came in with a different attitude. I took everything in I could in meetings and read online to heart and really worked the program. I sought out the support from others and in turn have felt good about the changes I have made to provide support and guidance to people at my meeting. There's nothing more heartwarming than being told by someone you've chatted with or shared with that you're an inspiration, and I guess that's what I'm most truly proud of. Heather, that's a really deep one. I mean, that's a really big deal. If you think about it, how many of us have done exactly as she said, given in, eventually fell off, and burned the wagon to the ground? No matter what plan we were on, no matter what diet you were on, no matter what focus you were trying to be able to do so, how many of us have been down that road? And then, how many of us have been told before, you inspired me, or you changed the way that I view things? I've been told that a lot with the coffee talks, and it blows me away every time. But think about it. If you make an impact on someone's life like that, that's pretty amazing stuff and should make you and help you to come back every day to keep fighting the good fight, to set an example for others around you and for yourself that you can do something that you normally wouldn't do and that you have failed at in the past. Pretty big stuff, okay? Let me see if there's any more here that I wanted to be able to go through. There's some pretty long ones here that you can read if you go to the No Finish Line Nation Facebook page that are on there. Denise from Michigan had some really, really deep ones that were there. And she really, the podcast itself really resonated with her. And then Chef William also opened up with on his video that he shared this evening, which I truly appreciate. He opened up with how powerful the podcast was. I felt it the entire day. And that's really what this podcast is all about here. Let's continue to build off of what we just started here with these last couple days, right? The positives outweigh the negatives. If you can get to that point and you can do that every day where you can lean in and try to make the positives outweigh the negatives, create the behavior 30 days straight, continue to do it. If you have a negative thought, outweigh it, null it, negate it, cancel it with a positive thought. And then with your things that you're most proud of, write that down. Put that on the mirror every day when you're up. If you're shaving in the mirror, if you're putting hairspray in, if your curling iron's going on and you're looking up at that sign and you literally see right in front of your face, this is what I'm most proud of. Lean in on that. That's some of your strengths. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses, everybody. And if you can lean in on the strengths to be able to say, I am going to, if I have patience or I have resilience or I never give up, that's what I have to remember with every single part of my life that I have to do moving forward, right? Use the strength to be able to bring you through tougher times because I can guarantee you, and I will make a promise, and I would win the lottery if I was right every single time, but I will tell you I'm right in this to say that life will happen. Life happens. People pass away. People get sick, people get ill, people get in accidents, all kinds of things happen, and it really shakes the grounds that you stand on. But some of the things that you have to do is you have to lean in on the things that you're most proud of and lean in on the positive influence that you have. Because the more you do that, the more it becomes a part of you rather than you having to work at it. It now becomes natural, and you can literally make a difference in people's lives around you, including yourself. Okay, so this whole entire thing was clearly just a recap of the last couple days because I feel like it's really important stuff that we're talking about here. And I really just want to make sure that we're continuing to work on that piece. Tomorrow's podcast might be a little bit different. Maybe we'll go to a different type of topic, but I felt because of the traction that we got and so many comments and so much things that people were saying about the topic today, I just wanted to read some of them to you, converse a little bit more about it, layer it in a little bit more, right? And if it, how about this? Even to piggyback or make it even better or to elevate the thing that you're most proud of, how about putting two or three things you're most proud of? If for those that had a tough time doing one and it really took a lot for you to lean in on that, write it down, put it on your mirror, put it on your fridge, put it somewhere where you can find it and lean in on that piece, right? But if you found one to be pretty quickly, where's your two and where's your three and where's your four? Because you're going to need them, whatever you're most proud of, right? It's not conceited. It's not arrogant. It's clearly looking at your strengths and looking at things that you should be proud of and you should celebrate in that and give yourself a high five. So let's continue working on it. You know, these last couple days have been great. We've had a lot of really great feedback, but let's keep on working at it to be able to continue to build your repertoire of things that you can bring to the table to fight the battle and be the warrior that you want to be. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later, and I'm hoping that you're getting as much out of these two podcasts or the last two podcasts and this one as I am, because I'm floored by the amount of engagement, the amount of powerful comments, and the amount of powerful stuff that people are talking about. So we'll talk later, everybody, and have a great day. thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.